USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it's working on a new set of sanctions against Russia over the poisoning of Putin opposition figure Alexei Navalny, who's been imprisoned for the last several months. National Security Advisor Dan Sullivan says that the administration will issue those new sanctions when they're completed. He tells CNN that the new round will be on top of already imposed international sanctions.
We have sanctioned Russia for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, and we didn't just do it by ourselves. We rallied European allies in a joint effort to impose costs on Russia for the use of a chemical agent against one of their citizens on Russian soil. And we are preparing another package of sanctions to apply in this case as well. We've shown all along the way that we're not going to pull our punches, whether it's on SolarWinds or election interference or Navalny, when it comes to responding to Russia's harmful activities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A bipartisan group of senators are urging President Biden to support their nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill announced last week. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham saying Sunday that a $1 trillion infrastructure deal was there for the taking for the White House. Senator Jerry Moran believes the bipartisan nature of the proposal is important. The Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he hopes this bipartisan effort can continue into other issues.
We certainly know that Senator Manchin has indicated he will not vote for a partisan infrastructure plan. It has to be bipartisan. And he's certainly been an integral part of this effort that I'm involved in trying to find that. I also would say that if we had success in demonstrating that we can do something bipartisan in infrastructure, maybe it will spread to a few other things. But important to me is that we could reduce the chances of major spending. I mean, I'd be delighted if we were spending the amount of money that this bipartisan group is agreeing on instead of something about six times that.
Right.
It's not affordable and it's way too expensive.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Twitter is the subject of a new lawsuit over the posting of election information on its service. Jeremy Scott reports.
A conservative influencer has filed a lawsuit against Twitter and the California Secretary of State, alleging they colluded to censor election-related content, violating the plaintiff's right to free speech, equal protection, and due process. The lawsuit states that employees with the California Office of Election Cybersecurity flagged tweets because they purportedly contained misinformation. Twitter subsequently removed many, including those written by plaintiff Rogan O'Handley, who was permanently suspended for a tweet about the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has permanently suspended a large number of accounts before and after the 2020 election, including that of then-President Donald Trump.
And Florida's governor has won a victory over the CDC. Mike Fortier explains.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.